Vincenaria Nature Group, Gardens and Trees for Nature. With autumn upon us and the year-end in sight, Bang's online wildlife gardening campaign is also drawing to a close. Throughout 2025, we have posted wildlife gardening hints and tips to encourage people to think about wildlife in their gardens, how to give it a helping hand month by month. Topics have covered wildlife ponds and hedgehog highways, helping bees, butterflies and other pollinators with a mini meadow or bug hotel, wildlife gardening on your allotment, autumn do's and don'ts. November theme is overwintering habitat. Some bees overwinter in holes under hedges or in unraked moss grass. Other pollinators need undisturbed sites, e.g. cavities in trees, brickworks or stonework, bird boxes, habitat piles, bundles of cane, hollow flower stems, or simply a quiet corner for hedgehogs. Leaves can be left on most borders. They will break down over winter and return nutrients to the soil. Hedgehogs will line their winter nest with them. Piles of leaves provide habitats for wildlife, but go easy on the leaf blower. It can injure delicate insects. And if you have a bonfire, remember to check it carefully for hedgehogs, slow worms, and amphibians before lighting. If you have followed us on Facebook, we hope you enjoyed the series and will encourage your friends and neighbours to think of wildlife when gardening. If you want to learn more about it or volunteering opportunities with Bang, please visit our website. Water quality monitoring. In September, our team of volunteers went out again to monitor the water quality in the brook at various points between the crestbeds in Ewelm and Millbrook Mead in Benson. It's still not good, and sadly, is described by the organisers as being of poor ecological status. This conclusion is the result of high nitrate levels throughout the length of the stream. Nitrates are not filtered out as the water passes through the chalk, and the high levels are probably due to agricultural practices. Phosphates were generally low, though the sample at Millbrook Mead was higher than the others. Big Benson Tree Plant 2. Following our successful community tree plant at Warwick Spinney in 2019, we are looking forward to our second big tree plant at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 23rd of November, with 420 saplings from the Woodland Trust, part of National Tree Week. The plan is for hedge planting around Benson School playing field, with trees on the perimeter, a small copse for a forest school, and larger trees matching the class names, one for each class. We are working closely with the school to encourage the involvement of children and their parents, and we are calling for volunteers. Bring your spade, gardening gloves, and sturdy shoes to help with this project. So, please save the date and look out for more information.